We're here with Lori Hood, Vice President, Product Management, Enabling Technologies at Equifax. Lori, how are you?
I'm fine, Nick. Thank you.
Good. Nice to see you. Also, Philip Elwin at Equifax. Philip, what do you do for the company?
I oversee sales for our technology services.
Fantastic. Nice to see you as well.
Thank you.
Listen, I wanted to chat with you all today to, first of all, get a sense of the industry, how you're seeing it in terms of, you know, what should be top of mind for financial institutions out there today? What should they be thinking about?
I traveled the country all the time, visiting with banks and credit unions, both customers and prospects, and I'm seeing different areas of concern for them, but primarily, what I'm seeing is certainly a large shift in risk management strategies and philosophies as a result of the changing economic times. And the banks and credit unions that I'm visiting with are certainly focused on applying these changes of risk management strategies on the fly, having tools that enable them to do that, not only on the technology side, the rules, but also access to the data sources to help them make good decisions. Mm-hmm. The second big area that I see of concern to them is relationship management. We've talked about cross-selling and relationship management for years in the banking and credit union space, but certainly we haven't done it very, very well. Now with new data sources and technology, we're able to push out good data through technology to pre-screen applicants, to cross-sell additional products and services. And I'm glad to see that the financial institutions are now taking advantage of that and applying process around that. And then the third, of course, is compliance. Red flag certainly comes to mind to everyone, but it's all of the compliance requirements. It just can't be done manually anymore, that an automated process needs to be in place to manage compliance.
Right, right. Yeah, that's a lot of what we're seeing as well, especially compliance is the number one topic on our site. And certainly red flags is very prevalent. Lori, maybe you can get into what else you all are seeing, maybe some more of the detail.
Well, sure. On the red flag side, that's clearly a big focus for our customers right now. I think a lot of them are sort of relieved that some of the compliance has been pushed off for a while, but they still have to deal with address discrepancy today. Mm-hmm. What we see them trying to do is look at solutions that cover a lot of the red flag needs, but also are balancing the level of risk that they're taking on with the customer experience. Back to what Philip said, you know, we see people focused on relationship management. They want to interact with their customers, but they need to mitigate the risk in that through verification and authentication techniques and products, but also while still having a positive customer experience and not seeing abandonment and not seeing high dissatisfaction. So we see people trying to kind of balance that in a very challenging economy.
Interesting. Well, let me ask you both, I mean, considering what you've just outlined, and again, we're seeing many of the same things, what is Equifax doing to approach all those concerns?
Well, we've got some capabilities really in two areas, from the data standpoint and from a technology standpoint. And what we're looking at doing is applying those capabilities and modeling to be able to be more predictive in terms of the level of risk that someone's taking on, especially in the fraud and red flag area. Bringing a lot of resources to bear to try to figure out, is this a valid identity, and then what are the chances that the person interacting with you is who they say they are. Mm-hmm. So we've got underlying technology to help with online interactions or interactions in a call center and a branch, and then we can bring a variety of data assets together to help make that process flow more smoothly.
Fantastic.
That's exactly correct. And while we're doing that, we're not negatively impacting the user experience, which is also very important, right? So it's important to not only the user, but the financial institution as well.
Right.
So as we integrate the data with the technology, performing steps and process in real time, it doesn't negatively affect the user and makes a very pleasing experience to cross-sell additional services and products and managing risk.
Fantastic.
It also helps the financial institution in automating their policy across the different channels and sort of taking out taking the people aspect out of it. So you're getting consistent deployment of policy in a time where, again, regulatory compliance is very important, and they're able to push that through their different channels, treating customers appropriately across all of them. So that's, I think, also important to a lot of our customers as well.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, what advice? I mean, this year coming up, 2009, it's bound to be a very challenging year for financial institutions. What advice can you offer them in the context of what you're offering?
Well, I would certainly be open to technology adoption and accepting what that technology can bring to your institution. So oftentimes we find that the implementation of technology and using new data sources is not readily acceptable, or they want to use old process with new technology. Right. I think they need to be open to using the tools that are available to them, and I think they're going to find pleasantly surprised at the automation and the consistent application of their strategies can be.
I think our customers, too, and folks in financial services are going to need to be really aware on two fronts. Fraud continues, the pace of it increase, evolve, and you've got to stay ahead of it, and you've got to partner with vendors who are focused on it and who are going to bring you best practice and bring you tools. On the credit risk side, you know, the changing economy, people need to be on top of what they're doing from a policy standpoint and how those policies are performing and looking at the most current data in terms of what's happening with different scores and score bands and that kind of stuff. And where many of our customers would set a policy and then just leave it in place, I think they're going to have to be much more active both on the fraud side and the risk side.
That's great. Well,
and across all channels, I'd like to say also, you know, a lot of our customers we see are ignoring the web channel, and they don't need to do that anymore. They can secure their risk very easily over the web anymore, and that's the most prevalent up and coming channel that they're going to have in the years to come.
Sure, I think they're going to be looking to take advantage of any channel that they can get.
Exactly.
So, if you can make them more comfortable with the risk, I think that's fantastic.
That's exactly right.
Listen, thank you both for your time.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.